guys.
Let's go. Let's begin. Okay. Let's finish up the Gemara. On Daf Chesamad. I want to finish up the Sugya. And let's begin with this topic. There's a lot we got to try to do, and we got to do Chumash. Okay? So I want to finish up the Gemara, and then we'll go back to the Taisis. But let's get to where we're at. The Gemara reanalyzes. Let's take a look at the bottom of Chesamad. What exactly was the case of Dinah Shana Chayshis? Okay? Because we said if you found Manazu, he said, I want to Mekadosh you the $100, and it comes out that it was 99, or it was a Dinar Shana Chayshis in there, it's not good. It was a bad dinar, it's good because you can flip it, right? You can switch it. Yeah, remember that then? That was the brisa. So let's see the end of the Gemara. Go ahead. Pinchas, read the Gemara. Hi, dinar shel nechoshes. Chesam Raf on the bottom. Let's see, guys. We got a lot to, let's get it down. Go ahead. Hi, dinar. Here, see. Go ahead. Hi, dinar shel nechoshes. Yeah, go ahead. So it says in the first long line there, what's the case of dinar nechoshes that we said was bad? What's the case? Hey, Chidami, go ahead. Either what? Yeah, if she knew about it, then she said it was fine. So why is it bad? She said, I'm fine with it, that it's a penny. Right? Go ahead. Right, we always read it. You read it correctly. Lo, it's wrong. Tzricha, you need it for what case? The Ave Niale. Belel, you gave it to her at night. So if you gave it to her at night, she couldn't see that it was a nechoshes, and she never agreed to it, okay? She never agreed to it at all. Now I want you to get this down. This is a very important concept, as we always say in the Torah, can you get married at night? Is Kiddushin acceptable Belila? Okay? Well, the Gemara says it's good. No? The Gemara says it was good. Actually, it says it was bad because it was nechoshes. But in theory, it doesn't say it's bad because it was at night, right? Is that correct? Adam, let's get it. We're starting off with this Suya Kiddusha Belelia. Okay? So you see, Beferish, the Gemara says, I want you to get down. There's also another Gemara. So you want to hand me the Gemara Kiddushin. The Gemara also says later on, Yud Aleph Omed Aleph, another case. I want you guys to know this. A good Bekiyas question. Give me the two Dapim in Kiddushin in the beginning where it says there was a Kiddushin Belelia. Yud Aleph Omed Aleph. It says Kiddusha Belelia. Six lines on the bottom and Chesam Aleph. Chesam Rav, Yirav, Vam Rav, it's the case of Kitcha Belelia. So you see, Beferish, you're allowed to get married at night. The only reason why the problem is because she didn't know it was Nechoshes. And she never would have accepted it if she would have known it was Nechoshes. Correct? Okay? So let's get down. Are you allowed to get married at night or not? Simi, get this in your notes, okay? I happen to have got married during the daytime, okay? So I was good according to all Shittas, okay? We'll see that it's acceptable, but it's an interesting concept. Okay? Chesam Rav, Yirav, Rav, it says Beferis, it's good Kitcha Belelia. So it's interesting. Let's get it. Rabbi Kivegar in the Chuvis, in the Madura Tinyan, Simenai and Aleph. It's also in the Chidushim Rakotza Re'aim. The Re'aim in the Chuvis, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi. That a get that is given at night is puzzle. Why is a get given at night puzzle? Because a get needs a what? Bezdin. Bezdin can't meet at night. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent, Adam. That's what the Re'aim quotes in the Chuva. Okay, why is it? Why do you need a get to have a beis din? Because she collects the.
It's bad, and you want to be able to beis din, make sure it's good.
But also because what does she collect when there's a get's given? She collects her what? Her ksuba. That's dinim ominous. You need a beis din to convene. That's like tchilas din. Tchilas din can never be done belila. Okay, you can begin a day. You can begin a din tire in the daytime and finish it at night. But you can't begin a din tire at night. So a get cannot be given at night. Nowadays, B'dievet, the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to give it at night, in a B'dievet situation. I know of a case where there was a bad husband who was refusing to give a get to his wife, and then he finally agreed. He happened to be in town for one night. So we gathered the Rabbanim, and they had made a Beis Din, and the get was given.
Wait, can you technically do it Tuesday night? Oh, no, it's, they come Thursday night. It's Wednesday night. Technically, wouldn't you be technically able to give Wednesday night because the Beis Din usually comes like a Sunday and Thursday?
No, it doesn't make a difference yet. Any night would be bad according to Re'aim. L'chadchila. B'dievet, the Ramah says it's fine.
The next day, that's when Beis Din actually
is. No. You need Beis Din to convene. Not necessarily. That's something else. That's what Tainus Basulim. That's the Gemara in the beginning of Ksubas. I'm talking about a get. Termination in marriage. Okay? So termination of the marriage, do you need B'dievet? We can do a Belila. Okay? But L'chadchila, no. The Re'aim says it's possible, though. So please get it. So I want you to get this. What's the famous principle we've mentioned many times that we link up Kedusha with Gittin? Ramakish Havaya Liyitziya. So maybe one can say the following. Just like the Re'aim, Paskins, that a get given at night is possible, so too Kedusha at night should be possible. Even though Kedusha doesn't need a Beis Din. You follow me? So therefore, the Rebbe Kivager has a suffix, right? He has a suffix. What do you mean he has a suffix? So the Bir Heitev in Simen Chavav Sifkan Dav quotes Reim Ladina, and he quotes from the Minig, from the Knesset Gdela, that there was a Minig to do Kedushin at night in his town, and he was Mavatal the Minig. He got rid of the Minig. He nullified the Minig. There used to be a Minig to have Kedushin. The Bir Heitev quotes the Kness from the Knesset Gdela, that there was a Minig in his town, Mekadosh Malai, that was Mavatal the Minig. So you see that the Reim is taken very seriously, guys. So what's going on here? I just pointed out to you, Chesem and Af Argam or Yud Av and Af, this Tisha
Malelia. And also don't we have from last year, we did Tosos on the Mel and Ralph?
In Sanhedrin.
Yeah. Yeah,
that says Beferish what?
Good, that how, if not...
That was talking about Get.
Yeah, but yes, we're talking about Gerard Gerard. Gerard Gerard.
I understand, but in Argamar, we're talking about Kedushin.
I'm not saying this is against what...
Okay. You're right. Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, Mem Dal and Av, that it's good. The Get, give him a Lila, is good. Okay, Reim is a Rishon. You can argue on Tosfos. Okay, it's a good point. Very good. Excellent. Remember we discussed that? Amen Dalarav. Remember Shadr, we said, give it on a Bechina in the Koil. Okay? So, what I'm bothered by is the following, and I want you to get this. They ask on the Reim. The Reim knew Shas. What, he forgot these two Gemaras? How could he paskin as no Kedusha Belila? A get can't be given at night. Halach Lamais, and he's mistopic. Maybe Kedusha also might not be good at night. What are you mistopic about? The Gemara says Beferish, it's good. That's what Rabbi Kivager quotes from the Sefer Get Pashut. Pisrei Tshuva, I gave it to you. Simen Chavav, Sifkat, and Zion. And the Shari Mel says, how could the Reim say this against the Gemara? So this is the answer that we like to give. I want you to get it. What is the scope of Havaya Liyitziya? What does it get? What does it get? It's a what? No, what does it get? It's a star. What do we makish Havaya Liyitziya? A get to Kedusha star, from a Kaddish with the star. These two Gemaras, Daf Chesem and Af Yidav, we're talking about what? Kesef. So don't, you want to link up getting Kedusha, link it up all you want to Kedusha star. But the Kesef, forget about it. Kesef can be done at night. And that's how you save all the marriages. All the marriages we do nowadays are with Kesef, right? A ring. A ring is Kesef. All right, it's done at night. It's okay. That's what the Pisrei Tshuva. I want you to get that, please. That's very important. Now, yes, in other words, the whole issue of Havaya Liyitziya, that just like a get can begin at even at night. So the Reim says maybe Kedushin.
Yeah.
And Rabbeinu Yeshaya writes that Kedushin cannot be good at night. I want you to add that down. Rabbeinu Yeshaya is a Rishon. Okay, the Dvar Yaakov doesn't quote Rabbeinu Yeshaya. How could the Rabbeinu Yeshaya say, the Reim is mistopic? The Rabbeinu Yeshaya says it's a problem. It's possible. How can you say it's possible against these two Gemaras? What's the answer? Havaya Liyitziya only is makish what to get. Kedusha Shtar. Kesef is fine, Belila. Okay? Now, there's an interesting Nakuda I want you to get from Reb David Luria. Reb David Luria asks, the great Gon, he says, I don't understand. If you want to allow Kedusha at night, the Adam can't see the Kedusha. They didn't have lights. How can you allow Kedusha and Belila? The Adam can't see a thing. That's why the veil's too thick, it's a problem. They have to see who the woman is. You got the kasha? So even on the possibility we do Kedushin Malayla Yosef, how's it good? So what's the answer? You know what he says? It wasn't Laila Mamish. It was twilight. It was Chashecha. It was twilight. Where you cannot see the money because not enough light. But you certainly can what? You can see what? You can't see what kind of money is, but you could see the money. Therefore, it's not a kasha on the Reim. So even halach lamaisa, if you're mekadesh belaila, halach lamaisa, right? There's no kasha on the Reim. So maybe you can answer the Reim by saying what? Yosef, what are the two answers we're giving? That what? Either kedusha shtar is a problem, belaila, kesef is fine. What's the second answer? It wasn't laila mamish. Both these gemaras was chashecha ksas. Because otherwise the Adim couldn't see a thing. So you have to assume there was only twilight. When the Reim said it was a problem, maybe a problem, the Rabbeinu Yeshaya said it's a problem, when is that, Dovi? Dovi, when is that? When is that when it's Laila Mamish? And these two Gemaras will say that it's not Lila Mamash. Otherwise, Adam can't see a thing. So that's the first Mahalach I want you to get. You guys got it? Dov, you got it?
So, and since it wasn't Lila Mamash, the Adam were able to see it.
Yes, the Adam were able to see it, but it wasn't light enough that they could see that it was a Nechoshes. That it was Nechoshes.
Just seeing the transfer would be good enough?
Yes, they know it's money, correct. But she couldn't see the Nechoshes, that's why it's bad. But I'm saying based on that, we could dig up another answer on the Reim. You follow me? You don't have to say that it's a difference between Shtar and Kesef. You could say an answer wasn't Lila Mamash. Yeah? Okay? So we got two answers, John. You got it? These two Gemaras apparently say Kedushin are good Belila. How could he have a subject whether it's good Belila or not? Yes? It's difficult. How could he have a subject whether it's good Belila or not? So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is the only time that's bad is Kedushin Shtar at night. Right? Kedushin Shtar is bad at night. Get is bad at night. Kesef is fine. What's the other terrors? It wasn't Lila Mamish in the Gemara. It was Chashecha. Yes, Ben, what do you say?
According to, I think it was Bala Iter.
Yes.
Makish all of the Havayah Zaytziya.
Yes.
Then he would say that all Kiddushin is bad at night.
Well, the Bala Iter was talking about Karka, right? You can't make Kaddish room with Karka. Remember, just like Get can't be Bekarka, so Kiddush can't be Bekarka.
Even to Kesef.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe he's talking about Lamaisa. I don't know if he would expand the Hekesh to day or night when you do it. You could say, the mechanism of the Kenyan. I don't know if you can always, throw everything as a kitchen sink in there. You know what I mean? You could say that's not under the scope of the Hekesh. The Gemara never said that. Okay? All right, good. We got it? That's the first Mahalach you want to be Mechadish. Okay? Please get it. It's a very interesting. But as I said, if you guys have a choice, maybe. If you have a choice when you get married, maybe do it b'yom. Maybe do it b'yom. Sunday in the morning, why not? 11:30. If you invite me, I'll be there. Okay, ready? Blinette, if I can.
Shear.
11:30. We'll have shear before.
Before?
You go to the mikveh. You go to the mikveh early, and then you'll be able to shear, you go right to the wedding. Okay, remember I told you Baron Soloveitchik had a Tom and a Chosson that did that. Okay, that's the first Kiddush. That's the first Kiddush that we have in the Gemara. Okay? Finish up to the two dots. Pinchas, go ahead. Inami. What does that mean? Inami dishkachle bin zuze. That the nechoshes was found what mixed up under the monks of the other dinarim. She didn't realize it. She never would agree to it. So forget it. It's not good. Yes?
Yeah.
Very good. So those are the two scenarios where it's bad. Don't tell me suffer the kibble. Go ahead. Hi, dinara. What's the case of a bad coin? If it's not using currency, that's like a nechoshes. No one wants a penny. You ever go out and fill up your gas and the guy doesn't want a penny, right? He says, forget about it. It's Meichelzein, right? He doesn't even want it. So if it's a case, if Dina Ra is the same as nechoshes, then it should be the same din. It can't be. Go ahead. Amar of Papa. What does that mean, Ayyadei Dchak? Nechoshes no one uses. But in this situation, there are certain coins that people use if they have to use. So therefore, that's enough to consider it to be what? That's enough to consider it to be a good Kedushin. Okay? That's enough to consider it to be a good Kedushin. So it's interesting. I want you guys to get this. Okay? So we got the din. What are the two dinim? If it's chaser, it's bad. Three dinim. If it's chaser, it's bad. If it's nechoshes, it's bad. But if it's a din ra, it's good. You just got to flip it. So it's interesting that the Stipler in Siman Yud Zayin asked the following kasha. He says, I don't understand, what does it help to flip it? What do you mean exchange it for a good coin? What does that mean, exchange it for a good coin? What's the problem? It's a. What did you say? Didn't you say Manazu? In that case, the safe, do you say Manazu? John, is it Manazu? Yes. The case is Manazu. Nimsa Chaser, Dinar, Odina Shunachoshes, it's bad. Or if it's a dinara, it's good, and just flip it. What do you mean? Manazu. Manazu means the one you have right in front of you. If it's considered to be what? If it's considered to be a bad coin, then what gives you the ability to exchange it, Yosef, and make it good? That's what the Stipler asks.
And then it wouldn't be Manazu?
Yeah, it wouldn't be Manazu, exactly. It should be like Dina Shonachoshes. Manazu means this exact precise money that I'm laying out in front of you. If one of them is a dinara, it should be bad. So the Stipler quotes from the Ritva, let's get it. The Stipler quotes from the Ritva that Lamaisa, he gave her a mana, but since the dinar is Yotze Ayadeh Chak, it's sometimes used. If you're in a real tough situation, use the coin. But since it's nafik ayin chak, she doesn't have to what? She doesn't have to accept it. You follow what I'm saying? So in other words, it gets the job done that the kedushin is good, because it is used if you're in a tough situation, but she still has the right to what? To have it exchanged for a better coin.
So he doesn't really have to.
What'd you say?
The Gemara was being robbed off when it said that you...
No, she has the right to ask for a different coin. But the Kedushin is good.
So then...
That's the Kiddush.
So right away the Kedushin is good, even before you...
Yeah, it's right away it's good. So but she has the right to demand, I want a better coin.
So when the Gemara was saying,
that's what it means, Lomaisa. Since you know, Nofek Ayedet Chak, yes, therefore it's considered to be good, okay? And the Stipler says, anytime you're missing a dinar, or a dinar shel nechoshes, it's not a Maisa Kedushin. Because why? Because you were talking about manazu. But Nimser Dinar Ra, you're Mekanasher with the mana, the one that we're looking at. Just she has a Tfias Mamon to say, you know what, if you can, Mr. Chassan, or my beloved Chassan, give me a coin that I can go to the bank with or use or buy something in the store with. But the Kedushin is Chal right away. She just has the right to Toveya him, please give me a better coin. But when you talk about Chasser Dinor or Chonechoshes, it's a nothing. It's Mamish nothing. It's no Maisa Kedushin. Because you wanted this mana and this mana is bad. Whereas when you talk about a Dinarat, the mana is not bad. It's just inconvenient. There's a difference between bad and being inconvenient. Okay, I think that's a nice way of saying it. Okay? There's a difference between bad, like if it's missing, or if it's a nechoshes, as opposed to what a dina ra. Dina ra is just inconvenient. So the Stipler says, and let's get this, he says, he's a little bit bothered by this. You know, the bottom line is, let's say you go to buy a car. You buy a car, you researched it, you did a good job with it and everything, researching it, you checked everything out, you read that book, I don't know what the book's called, right? You read the book, Lemaise, you prepared what you want to do with the car.
Manual,
whatever, there's some book, what's the best car out there.
Oh.
And what happens?
Consumer reports,
and what happens? It's not the best car you wanted, okay? It was not the best car you wanted. You want a Toyota Voyager, you got a Sienna, whatever it is. Let me tell you, do you think that that's called inconvenient? Or you're gonna boil? You're going to think you got a lemon, even though it's not a lemon. But the bottom line is you did all this research, you wanted the Voyager, and you get a Sienna. You're going to boil. Why is that not a Mekachtos? What's this notion of inconvenience? Bad as opposed to inconvenient. Inconvenience should be a Mekachtos. The Stipler challenges this. It's a good kasha if you think about it, no? Don't give me this business of inconvenience. If it's inconvenient, it's bad. So you know what the Stipler says? Beautiful pshat. He says, you know what? Halacha lemaisa. When you're Mekadesh, Zmuchan lach lifo, Misparishu yoytsev ein kanmum. You know what? The bottom line is that you can, what this mum is in the Mekach, that's when the diner is not yotze. Can this coin be used? Yes. That's what's called inconvenient. You have no right to boil. You have no right to get upset about it. And when the Mekadesh is Mukhan Lachlifo, it shows Lomaisa Misparishu Yotze, and there's not considered to be a moon. That's not a moon. It's not a moon. The bottom line is it is acceptable. It is considered to be acceptable. And the bottom line is Hacha the moon b'mekach is Shadina Yon Yotze. Let me ask you a question. What is considered to be a Mekach Tos by coins? What is the one rationale that you look at?
Value?
No, when you talk about coins. Let's get this. To determine whether a coin is good or not, what is the one determining factor you look at? Can it be used in the marketplace? The bottom line is it can be, with the chak. So don't give me this business that it should be a Mekach Tos. It's not a Mekach Tos. No, we're talking about Dina Ra.
What about the Choshes?
Choshes is not used. It's not used. It's not used ayedet chak. It's not used at all. No. The difference between nechoshes is not used at all. Well, mice, it's not accepted. You're right. But dina ra is accepted. And if he wants to flip it, well, that's not a moon. Okay. But the bottom line is that the moon is what the dina is not yotze. It is yotze. Okay. It's not easy, but you can find places. Okay. You got to find an objective reality. There's a rule and regulations. Okay? My brother's visiting me from Eretz Yisrael, visiting my mom now, and the police stopped him. So look, they claimed he didn't have a ticket. He didn't have a driver's license. They said they gave him a ticket. They gave him a summons because he doesn't have a driver's license. He has an Israeli license. What's the law? You know what the law is? If you come in with an American passport for the next 6 months, you can drive. You don't need to have an international license. Yeah, they're wrong. They're much wrong. They don't care. They still made it. You look at what the objective rules are. The objective rule is a coin can only start boiling about. I got a bad coin. Listen to me, sir. Can it be used in the marketplace? Yes, it might be hard to find a place, but you can find a place. That's good.
It's almost everything, though.
No, not true. There are certain things that are unacceptable.
I think most coins are good.
There are certain coins that are unacceptable. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara.
Just the matters of how much the guy takes.
That's the Chiddush of the Gemara at. No, you won't be able to find a place. That's the objective reality. Okay? That's the Chiddush. Okay? Lamaisa, so the Makadish is moving the flipping. That's not a moon. Okay? It's not a problem. Okay. Fine. Everyone got that with the Stipler, with the Ritva? However, it comes along the Ron. Let's get it. And the Ron writes that the exchange works because she's not makbid, as long as there's achlofa. Meaning, basically, the mum is totally bekpeda, and here she's not makbid. So I want you to get that down. According to Ron, it's all totally not kpeda. So if you switch it, it's good. She's fine, Lamaisa, as long as there's an exchange. So as long as there's an exchange, she's not makbid. It's all totally subjectivity. That's what the Ron wants to say. And then the Ron says an amazing thing. And I want you to get this. He says, even if you don't flip it and exchange it, it's still a good kedushin. But he says you should do it midin arev. What does arev have to do with anything? That's what the Ron writes. He says, even if you don't swap it, it's a good kedushin, but you should swap it midin arev ba'alma. What does arev ba'alma mean? So it's a misprint in the Ron. That's why I want you to make sure you look it up in the Dapei Arif, Dalet Amud Aleph. It's a misprint in the Ron. The Stipler quotes the Beis Yosef, and he's goris to the Ron midin chov ba'alma. There's an external chov. In other words, the kedushin's good, even if you don't exchange it. You just have a what? You have a chiyuv mamon to her to exchange it, and that's it. Okay? Like we discussed yesterday. If I drive the car out of the driveway, I still got to pay for it, right? So I want you to know it's a mistake. The Beis Yosef says a mistake in the Ron. It should say, instead of midin arv, it should say midin chov. And the Stipler says, why is there a chov? He was mekadesh with this money. Why you chayv to give other kesef?
Because it's
a tzchah. So the Stipler says, according to Avnei Miluim, why do you have to pay? Because it's a chayvus moment. It's a chayvus moment. And the Chacham, Zichron Levracha, knew that she's not makbid, that's some kedushin. She wanted to marry the guy even with a bad dinar. But mitoris pisuk domim, the side requirement to pay the cash, you got to pay. Halach l'mazir. She was intending on good dinarim. So therefore the Baal has to flip it, has to exchange it. But the Kedushin is good, no doubt. That's what the Stipler wants to tiny. Okay? That's the Chiddush you want to bring out here. Al pi halacha. Okay? So please get it. So it's not considered to be, we had the pshat of what? We had the pshat of what exactly it is. Lamaisa from the Ritva. It's considered to be Yotzei al d'chak. And the Mele, she doesn't have to take it. But it's a side requirement. Halacha lamaisa. It's a side requirement. When you talk about nechoshes and chaser, it's chaser and nechoshes, not even a maisa kedushin. Here was a maisa kedushin. There's a side requirement to what to do it, like we said from the Avnei Miluim. And he didn't mean midin arev the Ron, he meant midin chov. And the Ron says, all talking akpavit, halacha lamaisa. And if, even if you're not makbid, even if not exchanging it, it's still a good kedushin, you should still do it midin the chov. Okay, we got that? That's the second mahalach. First mahalach was kitchen malayla. Second mahalach is what? Second mahalach is how to be maz with this din. Of Nimsa Dinar Ra. Okay? Very good. Now let's get to the following. Number three. Third Mahalach, guys. Let's get to it. Taisus. Let's go. The third Mahalach is the Taisus. Let's try to understand the Taisus Chlorkite. Because the Sabracha points out, he believes there's a Machlekes Rashi Taisus here. Halach Lomais. And I believe there is too. Lomais. So let's get it Chlor. Okay. Do you remember at the end of the day, what are the two terutzim for Rabbi Elazar against the Raisa? Rabbi Elazar says, give her $100, dollar bill, v'yashlim. What's that talking about according to Rabbi Elazar? What was the first teretz? Gemara says against the brisa. Brisa says it's bad. You can pull out the last dollar bill. Yes? What are the two terutzim? First teretz is Rav Elazar talking about Amana Stam, Brisa talking about Amana Zu. What's the second teretz? The Brisa is talking about Amana Stam, but you're what? You're counting it out. And then we had the Raman that you need Mono Vaholik plus Zu.
Yes.
Okay, fine. But those are the two terutzim. In the first teretz of the Gemara, which is Rav Elazar's Amana Stam, and that's why it's Rav Elazar's Amana Stam, it's good. Brisa talking about Amana Zu. What was the Gemara's Raya for the first teretz?
Because if you want to say that the ratio, the
Brisa and... Hachanami Mistabra. If the ratio is Amana Stam and it's bad, how much more so Amana Zu it's bad?
Yes.
Meaning that they can pull out of it, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Pull out of it or end up not giving the amount of money, right? You can envision both cases, right?
Yes.
Got it?
Yes.
So therefore it's superfluous. So therefore that's a Raya Brew. It's all one case. So what's the one case?
Manazu.
It's all one case. No ratio safe. Let's see the Tyson side, guys. Take a look. Let's go. Mamona stop. Go ahead. Ashta. Zoom. A little bit more dramatic. A little bit more dramatic, Pinchas. Say it again. The Diramaska. Go ahead. Ashta. Oh, go ahead. Im Tamar. Great Kasha. What was the assumption of the Kasha Taisis, Tovi? The assumption is that what? That there's no Chiddush in the safe. It's totally superfluous. He says, I'll give you a Chiddush. What's a Chiddush? But Manazu, even though you're not Choser Bo, it's not a Kedusha because it came out to be what? Missing. What did the Seifa say? Second line of the Gemara. Seifa says, Skatshi Manazu v'nimsuch Manachoser, Dinar Shinachos, Enim Kedushas. It says explicitly, don't tell me the Seifa is superfluous. There's a Kiddush that even though you said Manazu, and no one was Choser Bo. No one was Choser Bo, no. They love each other. The Chosin and Kala love each other. But if the bottom line is, if you don't give a full $100, what's the din? It's not good. That's a chiddush. I mean, I would have thought maybe what? I would have thought, wait it out. You know what I mean? Maybe he's going to come up with the money. He loves her. Why do you say Manazu if he doesn't come up with the full $100 right then and there? It's bad. No one said they want it out. Gemara says black and white in the price. It's bad. Why is it bad? That's a chiddush to say it's bad. You hear Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is a very strong Kasha. There is a Chiddush in the Sefer, okay? There absolutely is a Chiddush in the Sefer. Even though there was no formal Chazara, it still should be what? Even though there was no formal Chazara, it still should be what? Still should be bad, because it's Chasser. That's a Chiddush. I mean, I would have said if there's no formal Chazara, maybe you stick with it. If he comes up with the money, still should be good. Right?
Yeah.
That's Tosis Kasha. Dovi, you got it? You follow me? Tosis Kasha is, don't tell me the Seif is superfluous. It is not superfluous at all. None whatsoever. There is a Chiddush. Even though no one backed out of it, what?
That it's still going to be bad.
That it's still going to be bad because it was Chasser. That's Tosis Kasha. Go ahead. What's Tosis Teretz? Yesh Lomar. Go ahead. In the Reisha it says Manastam, and they both can back out. Yes?
Yeah.
We don't say Yashlin. Go ahead, Alma. You see, the Kedushin is not good until you actually pay the money. So that's what we learn that in the Reisha. Hachanami. So in the Seifa, when you say Manazu, go ahead, Venim, so what? Right? So too the Kiddushin also are not going to be what? So too the Kiddushin are also not going to be Chal. You understand what we're saying? That's the Chiddush. Right? Go ahead, Vaf, what? What does he say of Af? And even if you what? In the safe, when you say Manazu, even if you pay up the money, it's still not good. Af HaShlomo Lo Mahanya, why not? Shaharei. He said Manazu, so he's looking only at that. So you can't be Mashem. It's only what you have now. If you don't have it, it's not good. Ella, what is she what? Ella, what? What is she relying on? Ella? She's only looking at the $100 bill, and he didn't come up with a $100 bill. So therefore, it's bad. So how does Tosa answer the kasha? What was Tosa's kasha? Tosa's kasha was what? Don't tell me the Seva is superfluous. So the Seva has a chiddush that even though no one's formally chozer bo, calls man that it's chaser, it's bad. So Tosa answers that in the ratio, we already learned that. Because what does it say in the ratio? It's man is stam, and she still can be chozer bo, and we don't allow yashlim, right? You follow me? She's able to be chozer bo, and we don't say yashlim, that it's kiddushin right away, right? So you see the kiddush is not chal till you mash them. So too in the seifa, 1 second. So too in the seifa, you see manazu and it's missing. What's the din? It's also not what? It's also not kiddushin. There's this foundation that even though you're not chosrubal, but you're not given the full amount of money, that you already see in the ratio. If you're not given the full amount of money, the kiddush is not chal. So you see that already in the ratio. So why is the seifa repeating the same concept? That's exactly what the Gemara meant. And don't tell me Hashlama, because by Manazu, she doesn't rely on Hashlama. She only relies on what the guy has. So that's why the Gemara said the Seif is superfluous. Because you already see that foundation in the ratio already, that if you don't what? If you don't pay up all the cash, it's not a good kushu. We don't say Vyashlam. Till you pay it all up, it's not good. You don't need a formal Chazara. You follow me? So the Seif is bearing out that same thing. Manazu, it's not good until what? Until you actually what pay the whole thing. Even if you're not chozer bo. Okay, we know that already from the Reisha. And how do you know you can't do a Vyashlim in the Seifa? Because Manazu means she's only relying on what the dinner that he showed.
Yeah.
So that's the Kasha Lamaisa. And the Yisra Bracha points out, I want you to get this. The Yisra Bracha points out very beautifully that the Kedushin are nullified on their own. Right? What did Rashi say? What did Rashi say? I want you to get this down. The Ran, the Rashba, and the Ritva all say, according to Rashi, Tosfos Kasha doesn't start. It's answered. What does Rashi say there? What does Rashi always say? Chazara, Chazara, Chazara. Read the two Rashis there, Pinchas. Hashta b'manastam, and the next one. You see what he says? Lachzor, all the time. Go ahead, Manazu. Nimsa chaser dinar. There it is, matzi hadra. Dashalo kibla kula mi boy. The matzi hadra. You have to tell me. Rashi is always matzi hadra. You follow me? So according to Rashi, lamaisa, you see clearly from Rashi, lamaisa manazu. If the woman is not chaser ball, what's the din? I want you to get this down. Now that we have Tosos, Rashi is clear. Please get the shita down. That my manazu, if the woman is not chozer bo, it's a good kedushin. According to Rashi, you always must be chozer bo. And the Rishonim are cholik on Rashi. The Ritva, the Ramban, the Ritva, Rashba, the Ran, the cholik on Rashi, they say, if you're Makadosh with manazu and it's nimser chaser, you're done. Ain't a kedushin. Please get that down. Again, manazu v'chaser. What's the din? So Rashi says, it's still good. Because as long as you're not chozer bo, it's good. The other Rishonim say, the Ramban, Ritva, and Rashba, and Ran say it's bad. And what does Tosfos say? What does Tosfos say by manazu if you're not chozer bo? What's the din?
Then it's bad.
Then it's bad. Tosfos is like all the other Rishonim.
What point is it bad?
What'd you say?
At what point is it
right
bad?
Away. Manazu, if you don't shell it out, you don't have the 100, you're done.
So how are you ever going to have a case of according to...
What do you mean? You're counting out one at a time.
Yeah, but you're giving it to her.
No, but if I say manazu, lomaisa... If I say manazu, and I, you know, I'm not counting out is different than just giving it all. If I give it all, it's different than counting it out.
So we're trying to be mashma from Rashi that.
What I'm saying is by manazu and its chaser, what's the din? Manazu v'chaser. What is the din? So according to Rashi, if you're not chaser bo, it's still a good kedushin. As long as you're it's kedushin, then you're mashma. According to Rashi, would still be good.
According to Rashi, what's the difference between manazu and manastam?
What'd you say?
According to Rashi, what's the difference between manazu and manastam?
What do you mean, Lamaisa? Manazu, you can close her ball to the very last moment.
What about manastam?
Right, what'd you say?
What about manastam? You're also
in a chanami, so?
So what's the difference?
According to Rashi, Lamaisa, was there a difference between manazu and manastam by being close her ball?
Seemingly not, if we're going to say that it's going to work
No, what was the answer of the Gemara? Rabbi Lo is talking about Manastam, and the Bryce is talking about Manazu, right?
Rashi is saying the same thing. Then why? How can the Gemara?
No, but what is Manastam? Manastam is Vyashlam. What does Vyashlam mean?
It's
That's it's right. The kedushas chal right away. The ashlam.
Yeah.
Right.
And according to Rashi, we're trying to say the same thing that it's chal right away, and it could be chozer.
Rashi seems to say that manazu, if the woman is not chozer bo lemaisa, the woman is not chozer bo. So you're saying, what's the difference in din?
Yeah.
So I'm saying there is no difference.
So how did Rashi read the Gemara?
Rashi read the Gemara because lemaisa. You're asking according to Rashi, how did you read this Gemara, you mean?
Unless you want to say that Manazu, he doesn't even have to be mashlo, but then that's very difficult.
No, Manazu, Lamaisa. Manazu, why don't you have to be mashlo? All right, you're asking a good kasha, but that's what we're saying from Shita's Rashi. Okay, we'll see, Lamaisa. Because why? Because what are the Rishonim bring a raya? What did it say on Daf Zayinim and Beis? Manazu v'nim sechos is not a good kedushin. What do you see from Dav Zayin? What's the din if you say Chamshin v'lo Shavu Chamshin? What's the din? What's the din if you say it's definitely not good, correct? Yes?
Yeah.
So the Pnei Yeshua, so what are you going to do according to Rashi for that? Thought Rashi said it's good as long as you're not Chozerbal, right? So the Pnei Yeshua says according to Rashi, it's only Shiroi, where there's a derech to be Makbid. Mashkin Matbeah, there's no derech to be Makbid. It doesn't make a difference. As long as you're not Chozerbal, it's not a problem. So maybe that's the Ukimta halacha lamaisa. According to Rabbi Lazar, you weren't chozer bo. So according to Rabbi Lazar, manastam, you cannot be chozer bo. That's the difference. That's the answer to your kasha. By manastam, you cannot be chozer bo.
At any point.
You're done already. It's a side requirement. That's the answer to your kasha. Manastam, you can't be chozer bo. Manazu, you can be. The Chiddush Rashi is that manazu, if you're not chozer bo, it's good. So we're saying, is that Shavu Chamshin, Ben? You follow the answer? That's the answer to your kasha. I should have said it right away. Manastam, you can't be chozerbo. It's done already. Then be Ashlam.
But now we're saying by Rashi, by Manazu.
As long as you're not chozerbo, it's also good. We're adding that on.
But you can be
chozerbo. It's the ability to be chozerbo.
Manastam,
you have no ability to be chozerbo. That's the answer. Please get that down. You follow me? And that's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say. By the Ashri Roy, people are makbid on it. But by the Matbeah, people aren't makbid. Now listen to this. The Rashba writes, Kavanas Rashi, the bigger Gemara. You know where it is?
No, it's in my room.
Okay, what'd you say? Pnei Yeshua says on Zion Abed, let's go. It says on Zion Abed Beis, what does it say? Shavu Chamishin, the Bali Musr, yeah? You follow me? Listen to this. I can't believe you're wearing a beer hat. Lamaisa. Okay, listen. Listen. What did the Gemara say in Zion and Beis? The Gemara said it was going to be worth 50. It wasn't worth 50. It's bad. According to Rashi, as long as not chozerbo, it should be good. What's the answer? People are makbid on Shiroi, Ben. Pnei Yeshua says people are makbid on Shiroi. But Matbeah, people are not makbid. Okay, that's the Pnei Yeshua. But please get this. What does the Rashba say? What is the Kavanah of Rashi? The Kavanah of Rashi, she is Mekudeshes if he's Mashlim. And she's not Chozerbo before he's Mashlim. Dafka by Mana, you can be most of a Mashlim. By Shiroi, which is not equal, you can't be Mashlim the Chaser. Shiroi, that's not Shovi, you can't be Mashlim it. So therefore, she wants to Mekabah Shiroi, that's good. You know what I mean? There's no possibility to be Mashlim. That's another Teretz. There are two Teretzim why Shiroi is different. Either because Shiroi, people are makbid, and here what, the money, the coins are not makbid. Or the other terrors is at least by what? The coins, you can be mashlim. Shiroi, you can't be mashlim. That's what the Rashba wants to say. So you see from here, that from the Rashba, he's learning your Makadosh with the actual Shiroi Atzma. He can't be most of Lashlim. Remember what Rashi said earlier? This is a good fort. What room Madaik and Rashi and Zayin and Mabes? What did Rashi say in Zayin and Mabes? What did Rashi say in Zion and Beis? You remember? Rashi said you're Mekadosh with the 50 zoos and the Shiroim you give B'damehem. You remember that, Rashi?
Yeah.
Remember that, Rashi? Rashi always puts the translator in the words of money. The way the Rashi was answering Rashi, it doesn't work well. Because Rashi and Zion and Beis said, no, you work, everything's in money. Rashi and Mekadosh, Chamish and Zuz, and instead of the Shiroi, you give instead of the money. You know what I mean? It's like it was. Rashi said that. Remember? I'll give you the exact Rashi. On Zion and Beis, Lamaisa. Remember? Rashi Dibra Maskil.
Idomer.
Two lines from the second to last Rashi from the Omer. Exactly. That doesn't fit well in the Rashi at all. The Rashi's trying to answer Rashi by us. Doesn't fit Rashi on Zion and Beis. So maybe you got to go back to answer the Pnei Yeshua. So please get this Mahalik, guys. Okay? All right. This brings us to the following. Let's get it. Okay? We got to get two other Mahalchim, and then we got to get the Chumash. Let's get it. Okay? I was working hard, Lemais, on this to fix up that the Ron. We remember said the Raya. I get back to today. That Ron with Mem Zion. But let's do this first. We have two more Mahalchim to do. I was working. We have two minyanim in the shul. I came early. We only had six guys, so I waited for the second one. We had tons of guys for the second one. No one. Everyone just slept in.
Yeah.
So I prepared shir. I prepared your shir during the time. Okay. So let's go.
Two
more mahalchim. Very treacherous. Very treacherous. Yeah. I defied my wife. I went in. Okay. I defied my wife. Let's go. Yeah. I mean, usually I listen to, but she was in the basement. I quickly stuck out. All right. Let's go. Let's go. It says the Gemara like this. You with me? Says the Gemara, let's get it. I want you to get this Havamina. The Avdim Eluim here quotes his brother. Now there are three brothers. Dixos, who wrote the Anmachoshin Mishpah Dixos Acholshin. What did he write on the Ibn Ezra? Avdim Eluim. And then what did he write on the Inyanim and Shas? Shev, Shemaitzim. What did I say? It's seven sugyas. And the Mesorah is at each Sheva Brachas he said over his Shtikl. The Sheva Brachas must have been all night. Each Shemaitzim he said. He had a brother. One brother that wrote the Kudsh HaSvekis. It's in the back of the Ksos. Then he had a third brother who was a businessman who supported everyone. Yes. So they have the Meluim and Simen Chavtes. That's what they say.
Did they share a shirt, two of them?
No, I don't think so. So have the Meluim, Simen, maybe. Maybe. Have the Meluim, Simen Chavtes. Quotes a Kash, the name of his brother. Quotes the name of his brother. Let's get it. Achiv Shlitit. My brother's also a great Talmud Chochem. Listen to this. My brother once pointed out the Pshat in the Gemara and Mishnah Novus. Al Shoshan Verma Olam Omed. Torah Avoda Gimlis Chasadim. Torah corresponds to what? Gimlis Chasadim corresponds to Ben Om Chavero. Torah corresponds to Ben Om Lamakom. And what is Avoda? Ben Adam Latzmo. Davening. The word Pilel. Leap Palel is to judge yourself. So he plugged in those three. Beautiful Pshat from my brother Shlit. Okay, let's go.
That's Rebbe's brother?
Or? That's my brother, yeah. My brother Shlit. He's a great Talmud Chacham. He's a professor of biophysics at Tel Aviv University. He lives in Ranana. Okay, let's go. He's also at Smichi. Let's go. Bavne Miluim. Bavne Miluim and Simon Choftes Sifkot and Yudal. Yes, he's truly that type of man. Like Rav Tendler Shlita, you know, Rav Tendler Shlita is a great Talmud Chacham, great goyin, but he also is a tremendous scientist. He had his own lab in Queens. If he would have devoted, they said he could have been Nobel Prize stature biologist, but he devoted his time to Torah. Okay, let's go. Let's go, yeah, Talmud. Let's go. What'd you say? Let's go. Avne Miluim, let's go. The Avne Miluim, the name of his brother, Esakasha. Listen to this. What's Akasha? When it says that you can be Chozerbo, what does Chozerbo mean? What does Chozerbo mean? Oh, I wanted to tell you before we do this Mahalach, the Yisra Bracha points out, which Pshat do you think fits better in the Lashon? Rashi or Tosa, Lashon of Brisa? What do you think? I thought it was a beautiful duke. What does it say in the Resha? Rotza Lachsor. What does it say in the Seifa? Ein Mikudeshus. You hear what I'm saying? That Tosis fits very beautifully. You see, Rashi said everything's a function of what? Chazara, Chazara, Chazara. Both for the Resha and the Seifa. Then it should have said the same language. The Resha said, according to what? You could Rotza Lachsor ball. Seifa says Ein Mikudeshus. Mashmud, the Seifa is saying that if you're not, Mashmud, it's not an issue of what? It's not an issue of Chozerbo. Even if you're not Chozerbo, it's still not good. It's Chasser. You follow me? The Yisra Bracha writes that down. Thought it was a beautiful Duke. Okay? That's what he points out. The beautiful Duke, I thought, Lemais. Very Meduyuk, like Tais, as opposed to Rashi. Rashi's putting Chazar in the whole time. You got it? Yisra Bracha says Beferish. Okay. Let's go. Two more Mahalach, and then we got to get to Chumash. Okay. So, Lemais, the Avne Meluim quotes from his brother. He says, you can back out. What does backing out mean? Backing out doesn't mean you're ochre the Kedushin. You know what backing out means? You can move out the Kedushin by not doing the Tanai. Let's say the guy doesn't want to complete the $100. Fine. And the woman can also say, I don't want to accept the rest. Right? It could be the Brysel's Nesina Ba'akorcha, Lo Shmei Nesina. You understand what I'm saying? How on earth can the Brysel and the Resh give the ability to be Chozerbo?
Why not?
Halacha l'maisa. What does chozer bo mean? It doesn't mean you're ochre the kedushin. It means you just mevatel it by saying you're not being mekayim the tanai, right? So it could be the brisa holds. Maybe the brisa holds nesina ba'akorcha lo shemei nesina. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Miri, the Machan Ephraim, also kind of asked this kasha. Well, why does the brisa take as if davar poshut you can be chozer bo? Who says you can be chozer bo? Who says you can be chozer bo? Halacha l'maisa. No, but what was the kasha? Rebbe Lozer says, oh, you ask me a kasha. What does Rebbe Lozer say? That the conditions are right away and you have to what? Mash them the rest with money. Yes? Is that correct? Then the Gemara asks Adam from a brisa and says, to the very last moment you can be chozbo. Don't ask me a kasha. Maybe that brisa holds in the Sina Ba'akorcha what? Maybe that brisa holds what? Efter the brisa holds like the manner in Sina Ba'akorcha lo shmei nesina.
Okay.
So therefore you can be chozbo. Maybe Rebbe Lozer holds not that way. Maybe he holds like the other sheet, the Sina Ba'akorcha shmei nesina. What was the kasha from the brisa? The kasha from the brisa is the ability to be chozerbo.
Yeah.
The ability to be chozerbo might be anchored on the notion of you can't forcibly, against someone else, give something to someone.
Okay.
That's a subject to a machlekes in getting ayin ayim and off. Machlekes tanoim.
Okay.
So Rebbe Lozer can say, I hold the sin of my brachal Oshman
and seen it.
And therefore, what? They can't be chozerbo.
You can't be chozerbo in terms of.
Because Nesina Ba'akor Cheshmein Nesina. If I hold Nesina Ba'akor Cheshmein Nesina, that means you can't be chozerbo. Let's say she doesn't want the money. Let him throw it at her. The price assumes it's a double push, they both can be chozerbo. Didn't it say shneim?
So
it says shneim chozerbo, no?
We're changing the case to be a case where she doesn't necessarily want the money.
I'm not changing. I'm saying, what is the Gemara's kasha on Rebbe Lozer? Rebbe Lozer said it's chal immediately in Vyashlam. The Gemara asks from a price and says, no, it's not chal to what to the very last dollar. They both can be chozerbo. Maybe the fact they both can be chozerbo is because they hold nesina ba'akorcha. Is lav shmei nesina. No one can be forced to accept something. Maybe Rabbi Lozer will say, I hold like the other Tana. Then nesina ba'akorcha is shmei nesina. And it can be what? It can be forced upon a person. Halacha l'maisa. And therefore what? You can't be chozerbo. That's the kasha that the Avnei Milim quotes the name of his brother. That's what the Miri asked the Machan Ephraim in Schiyo Matan and Simen Chaf Aleph. So let's get this kasha. Let's try to answer this kasha. This is the fourth mahalo. Yosef, let's get it. Let's try to answer this kasha. So the Avnei Miluyim says, I want you to know something, he says. If you all like the Ramban, there is no Tanai to Mevatel Maisa. Therefore, both of them cannot be Chozerbo. Both of them cannot be Chozerbo. The reason why you have to pay is because you have a Dini Momenus. Even if the Kedusha is Lonasu Al Tanai. Okay? So there's no notion of a Tanai here. It's not a Tanai. Kedusha is chal right away. Halacha l'maisa. It's just what? Don't give me all these kashas about she could what? She could refuse it, and he also could also move out the Kedusha by not doing the Tanai. You know, halacha l'maisa. It's done already. Rebbe Lozer said it was done already. You follow me? Rebbe Lozer holds it's done already. And l'maisa, that's what we're saying, that both of them, that's what Rebbe Lozer is saying. Rebbe Lozer is saying both guys can't be chozerbo, and therefore you're chayiv to pay just on a side thing. And what does the Gemara ask from the Brisa? It's not true. It's not chal right away. The Kedusha is in abeyance. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's what Avnei Milim is saying. Okay? Because the Tanai is not being mevatel l'mais here. Both of them cannot be chozerbo. The Kedusha l'mais is chal according to Rebbe Lozer. You just have to chay because of dinim ominous. That's not true, l'mais. That's not true. The Bryce is saying the Kedusha is not chal. Okay? So that's the cash of the Gemara. And the Avnei Milim adds on, he says also the woman cannot be misara if she can't refuse to accept the money. Because there's a what? Why can't she refuse to accept the money? Because there's a chov. And if you owe money to someone, you throw it at the guy. Can't refuse it. Nesina ba'akorcha works. Now the Avnei Milim says, why does Avnei Milim need to say it's called Piron ba'akorcha? There's no Tanai. The Kedusha is already chal. Whether he pays or he doesn't pay. So even if the Piron doesn't work, nevertheless the Kedusha are good. So the Mincha Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Zalman, is not happy with this Avnei Milim. You got what I'm saying? You got the answer? You want me to say it again?
Yes.
What was the kasha? The kasha Rebbe Lozer is not a good kasha. Because the price is predicated on the dinner of Nesina Ba'akorcha Shmei Nesina. Yes? Lav Shmei Nesina. You can't force a guy. Maybe Rebbe Lozer holds the other way. That's the kasha. So the Teretz says, I'll tell you what the kasha of the Gemara is. The kasha of the Gemara was like this. We're going like the Ramban. The Tanai is not Mavata Lamaisa. Both of them can't be Chosubal. Both of them cannot be Chosubal. The reason why you have to pay is because it's Chavis of Mammon. Even if the Kiddush is not done Al Tanai. So that's where Blazer's Kiddush. So the Bryce says, not true. The Kiddush is in abeyance. The Kiddush is not Chal. Both the fact that both can be Chosubal shows the Kiddush is not Chal. Rabbi said it's Chal right away. The Bryce says, no, it's not Chal right away. That's the timing. The taina is what is the kedusha chal right away or not? Rabbi Lozer says it is. The Bryce says it's not. That's the kasha, not about whether what nesina b'akor chashmein is seen or not. It's not that issue. And Navdim Luim adds on that the woman, when it comes to the chiyuv damim, she cannot refuse it because if you owe a debt, you can throw it at the guy. So the Mincha Shlomo says, what does it make a difference whether the alpiron b'akor is good or not? The kedusha is still good no matter what. So he's bothered by why the Avnum had to come on to say that. Okay. But that's one teretz. That's one teretz to that kasha. Okay. Another teretz. The Meiri says, you cannot say they can be chosubal without fulfilling the Tanai, because that's not shaykh by the woman. The Riazakin says the same thing. I want you to get this. He doesn't give her $100, you don't need to get, because he didn't do his Tanai. Yes? So it comes out he was chosubal. She's not able to be chosubal. Let's get it down. Both the Meiri and the Tosri Azakir says she cannot be chosubal without fulfilling the Tanai. She has no right not to take the money. The husband, Lomaisa, cannot give the money. She has no right. So that's a kasha from the Bryce. The Bryce says Shneim Yichol Lachsorbo, doesn't it? Yeah? Echem in Lachsor. That's the kasha from the Bryce. Both the Meiri and Riazakin says she cannot be chosubal. Okay? All right, third mahalach. The Meiri and the Tosri Azakin says right here, she cannot be chosubal. That was the kasha.
But
Rabbi Lazar is predicated on that what he can be chosubal, not her. And the Brisa points out that she can be. Not only he, but she too. That's the kasha. Let's get it. Okay, number three. Third test. You got me? The Machane Ephraim writes in Sechim Atan and Simcha Falef. The mandomer that says the sina ba'akor chalo avin nesina is legabe get for the tzurika machaving. What's the tzurika machaving? You're trying to cause someone distress. But by kiddushin, what happens when you're divorcing a woman? You're distressing her. But by kiddushin, since you're trying to make a profit, Evan holds shmei nesina, and he brings a raya. The Gemara never here says that she didn't want to take the money. The Gemara doesn't say that she didn't want. The Gemara doesn't answer that she was able to be chosubal by refusing the money. She can't refuse the money. She's getting money. Okay, I grant that maybe she's getting married, doesn't want to marry. By get, there's a machlokas with a, no, not the giving of the get, but nesina ba'korcha. If you make a tanai, that the get should be chal based on a tanai, then you have a machlokas with a nesina ba'korcha shmei nesina. So it might not be a nesina because you're just trying to mitzar, trying to scare her. You understand what I'm saying? Let's say a guy gives a get on condition that she accepts $200. You got it? Let's say he gives her a get on condition she should accept $200, and you throw it at her. You're just trying to drive her nuts. She doesn't want the money. She doesn't want to get divorced. Nesina b'akor chalo shmei nesina. Why are you doing it? You're trying to terrorize her. The guy's a meshugan. So there's a machlokus whether by get to fulfill a tanai, not the get itself, but to fulfill a tanai in a get, do you say nesina b'akor chalo shmei nesina or not?
The get will still be good in that case?
Would you say no? Because not a good. You didn't fulfill the tanai. That's what I'm saying. The machloek is seen about korchas on the tanai of the get. You follow me? But by kedushin, she's getting money. So Evan agrees to seen about korchas shmei nesina. And the rai is the Gemara didn't give an answer that she could refuse by refusing the money. So that's a very big. That's what the Machane Ephraim asks on the Ran. The Ran writes this machloek is whether nesina about korchas shmei nesina or not is a machloek is both by gerushin and by what? And by kedushin. And you see from what? And the Machane Ephraim says, you see from our Gemara, you only say it by what? The Machlokes is only by get, but not by Kedushin. So then he answers the Kasha. Remember we asked the Kasha? He asked from his brother. He said, what's the Kasha? What's the Kasha? Maybe the price is based on what? Nesina ba'akorcha, lav shmei nesina. Maybe Rav Lozer holds shmei nesina, remember?
Yeah.
What's the answer? No! But by Kedushin, everyone agrees what? Everyone agrees, Allah Lamaisi, that it's considered to be what? No, it's considered to be, yeah, exactly. Shmei what? It's considered to be Shmei Nesina. Correct. So that's good for the Kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar says, by Kedushin, Shmei Nesina, And what does the Gemara ask from the Brisa? You see, both can be kosher. You can't do it against their will, right? But Rabbi Elazar was anchored on what? That by Kiddusha, everyone holds Shmei Nesina. It's a great, great terrors. Okay, and then the last two terutzim, let's get it. The Shar HaMelech, Lamaisa says two terutzim. He wants to say that the Gemara is bothered by the Kasha of the Gemara. How can the Brisa say, Yimratzeh Min Latzar or Shus Piyoto? And it's mutter for her to marry another guy. Yes? It's mutter for her to marry another guy. Why are we choshes that Tamar will change his mind and says, I love you so much. And therefore he fulfills the what? He fulfills the tonight. The Brisa said, Mon and Stam, they both give me choserbo. Right? Maybe he'll change his mind. Yes? And she'll accept it. So shouldn't we be choshes that? How can we allow her to go marry another person? So what's the Gemara? And then he's docha this. He doesn't like that. He's docha that because we're not choshes that a person's such a meshugana to hurt her. Look, Hashim said that she's going to do a mice v'dayim to mess herself up. She's not going to go ahead and get remarried. So therefore, Chaysh is that he's going to give it to her in her hand or ba'al korcha, and he gives it to her hand or in her hand or ba'al korcha, says the Beis Yosef, heaven knows nesina ba'al korcha shmei nesina. Okay? If you put it in your hand or you put it in your courtyard, everyone says nesina ba'al korcha shmei nesina. So therefore, that's the mice. It's a very similar terrors to the previous one. But the bottom line is that what? Is that we're not a chayshish that what? That she's going to mess herself up. She'll wait to see if he can gives it to her or not. Gives it to her against her will. It's still good. Allah is in. We're asked on that. It says, no, you can be chosrable. Okay, and then the last teretz. Let's get it. Last teretz from the Shar HaMelech. Let's get it. He says, it's impossible to say Yechol and Lachzor, Ayyadeh, not fulfilling the Tanai. That's not called a chazar from that some Kedushin. It's called Ekiyum HaTanai. What does the Brisa mean when it says Yechol and Lachzor from the Kedushin? What does the Brisa mean? You're chozobo from the Kedushin. You don't want the Kedushin. Right? You don't want the Kedushin. You can't say it's Yef Shar Lom or Yechol and Lachzor by not fulfilling the Tanai. Right? That's not called a Chazara from the Etzim Kedushin. That's called not fulfillment of the Tanai. The Brisa clearly says you're able to be chozobo from the Kedushin. The Brisa is focusing on the Chazara from the Kedushin. It's not just I'm not fulfilling it tonight. What was the kasha of the Avnei Melumish, his brother? His kasha was that what? That maybe they don't want, we're not trying to mavato the Kedushin. We're just trying to what? Not fulfilling the tonight. The man doesn't want to pay the $100. The woman doesn't want to what? The woman wants to refuse the rest. Right? Remember we said that? And therefore it's no kasha because why? The Brisa is holding a Sina Bakorcha. Lo Shmei Nesina, Rav Elazar is holding what Shmei Nesina. Yes? So what's the Teretz? The Teretz is it's impossible to say, Halacha L'maaseh, that we're talking about what? Not just fulfilling the Tanai. That's not called a Chazar from Netzim Kedushin. That's called Ekiyum HaTanai. The Brisa is saying you're Chozobo from the Kedushin. Nafkamini is if you're not able to, regret and fulfill the Tanai. Let's say you're not able to regret and fulfill the Tanai. So in other words, basically what he's answering is that it seems like Lamaisa, that's not a good kasha. The kasha was, we're talking about not fulfilling the Tanai. No, we're talking about actually the Etzim Kedushin. It's kind of like what I said before. Rabbi Elazar said the Kedushin is Chal right away. The Brisa is saying it's not Chal right away. That was the kasha. Kasha is not on the issue of the Tanai, whether it's the Sina Baal Korcha or not. Yeah. In the realm of the Sina Baal Korcha. You follow me? Because then you get stuck. You can rely on the other Tana. Ben, you follow what I'm saying? The kasha is straight up. Is the Kedushin Chal right away or not? That's basically what the Shar HaMelech is basically answering. In the fifth teretz, okay? So we had five terutzim to what? To answer this kasha of the brother of the Ksos, of Davin Limit, what exactly was the kasha of the Gemara? Okay, let's get to the last malach, then we got to get to Chumash, okay? We brought it up yesterday. Let's take a look. Does everyone have in your Gemara? Take a look at Mem Zayin Amad Aleph. Take a look. Take a look at Mem Zayin Amad Aleph, okay? What does it say in Mem Zayin Amad Aleph? Everyone got it? By the two dots. John, you got him in Zion Amad Aleph? Take a look. Amar Rav. Go ahead, Pinchas. Read the three lines there. Go ahead. B'milveh. If you're Makadish with a loan that she owes you money, Enim Kadeshes. Go ahead. Milveh lo tzod nid, the loan goes up in smoke. Period. Stop. Can you Makadish a woman with a loan that she owes you money? The first sheet that says what? No, and the Yeshonim says yes. So the Gemara barks over here on a few blot two blot about what the machlokes is. Okay? I want you to get to the very bottom. Actually, four lines later. Six lines up from the bottom of them. Zanav. Ella Hadamar Rabbi Lazar, our Rabbi Lazar. Our Rabbi Lazar, Gemara quotes. Go ahead. Stop. Lema Ketanai. What's Lema Ketanai mean? No. What do you mean? Is Rabbi Lazar right or wrong? So if you hold what? If you hold Mekadosh B'Milva is good, like the Yeshorman, then you hold like Rabbi Lazar. You got me? Because it's like a loan, no?
Yes.
The Ashlim, you owe her money, no?
Yeah.
Lema Ketanai, is he right or wrong? Yes? But if you hold Mekadosh B'Milva is not good, then Rabbi Lazar is wrong. You got that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's Lema Ketanai, that's Gufa de Machloikis. Is he right or is he wrong? He said he'd give her 100, he only gave her a dinar. Is that good or not? Right? Is that good? Yeah, you lent her, no? You lent her. This is a little bit the opposite, no?
Yeah.
You lent her, no? So, but the Gemara wants to say it depends on this machlokes, no? It depends on this machlokes. Ben's making a good point. Isn't it the money that she owed you in your makadosher? Well, Lamaisa, what do? She owed you, but it is equivalent, no, in a certain way. You said you're going to give her 100, right? Yeah? And what happened? Lamaisa, okay, it's a good point what Ben's bringing up. It's a good point, but the Gemara says it's totally on that, yeah? What does the Gemara answer? Go ahead, read the Gemara. Sana Machlekes, go ahead. That's what I said yesterday, you guys. $100 and you give her 99, she's embarrassed to ask for it. Therefore, it's not going to be a good kedushin. She wanted 100, she's not going to ask for the 100th because she got 99. But if you give her 100, you say, I want to give her 100, you only give her one, she's going to comfortable take him, it's going to be good. So Rabbi Lazar is talking about what? You said you're going to give her 100, you only give her one. This case is talking about what?
99.
This is talking about a case of 99. The name's Chasadina. That's correct. You got me? That's exactly what the din is. Okay? See, Ben, the Gemara a few lines earlier said the Machlokas was talking about our case. Mana v'nimsa mana Chasadina. The Machlokas, whether Tanakam is good, bad, and Yeshurim is good, is exactly our Machlokas. You follow what I'm saying? So it turns around Makadosh B'Milva, you follow me, to talk about our case. Not the classical case that we learned on Vavam Beis. That's the answer to your kasha. Okay? The Gemara transforms it. Achamai Askinon, talking about this case. That's what Milva meant. Okay? You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Therefore, this brings us to the following. And let's get it. There's a Machlokes Tanoim, we just read it. At this point of the Gemara, if you're Mekadosh B'Mana, V'Nimsa Chaser. One mod number says it's good. Because why? Because she's not, because why? She's not embarrassed. Yes? The other man number says it's what? It's bad because she's embarrassed to make the claim. Is that correct? Yes? You said you're going to give her 100, you only gave her 99. So the Rashba quotes in the name of the Ravid, the reason why Rabbi Lazar is Mekudeshes is because he gave her a dinar, halacha lamaisa. You only gave her one dinar, you didn't give her 99. But if you gave her a 99, she's embarrassed, it's not going to be good. There's no smichas das. How do we paskan in that child? How do we paskin on that child? Please get it. The Rosh writes the halachas like Mekudeshes. Chalkas Mechokek, it's Simon Chavtesef, Kodin's Bedaik from the Ram, the Shekhon Aruch. So the Ram comes along, let's get it, and he quotes the Ramban, and the Ramban paskins like the Yeshomer, Mekudeshes, because she's not embarrassed. And what's the Raya from our Bryce? Because it's Mekadesh, B'monazu, V'nimsa Chaser, is any Mekudeshes. That's because he said Manazu. But Manastam, she's not embarrassed. You follow me? Yes? So again, the Ramban paskins like the Yesh Omrim that it's good. The Ryan quotes the Ramban, Yesh Omrim, the Kodeshes. She's not embarrassed. And what's the riot? Pinchas. Because Manazu, Nimsachas, is bad. But Mashma Manastam is a good Kedushin because she's not embarrassed. Okay? You got me?
Yeah.
So the Ramban and the Ritvar Masbir, that the Rif left out the din. The Rif left out the price on Mem Zion. Why do you leave it out? Because here it says Monastam's good. That's why I left it out. There's no reason to quote Mem Zion. like the Yesh Omrim, that it's good. There's no reason to quote it at all. Why is there no reason to quote it? Because it says Manastam is good, Argomar. He quotes that. So if Manastam is good, that's fine. So the Rashbun, I want you to get these two because this is what I was working on this morning. Let's get this, then we get the Chumash. Both the Rashbun and the Ran are reject this Raya of the Rith. They reject this Raya of the Ramban being Masbah the Rith. What's the difference? Because the Brisa here mentions Chasr Dinar. What is Chasr Dinar? What's Chasr Dinar? It's missing a buck. That happens a lot. But who would deny me if it's missing a lot as well? So therefore, the Tana mentioned Manazu. Why did Tana mention Manazu? Because by Manastam, she's not embarrassed to make a claim when you're missing a lot. You follow what I'm saying? There's a difference between Manazu and Manastam. What was the whole Ramban predicated on? The Raya of the Ramban. That the Rif left it out. Because our Brisa says Manastam is good anyway, yes? So that's why he left it out. Of Nimser what? He left out the din of Nimser, Chasr Dinar. He left it out, M.M. Zion, right? This din. They were saying like the Yesh Omrim is Mikudesh. Why did he leave it out? Because why? Because we already said Manastam is good. So if Manastam is good, so Lamaisa, this also is going to be what? This also, we said, this is the Machloikis, right? He wants the Tain, is also, it's also going to be good. It's a Kol Shekein, right? Comes along the Rashba, and he says, no, it's not true. By Manazu is much different. Manazu is much different, Halacha Lamaisa, because by Manastam, if you're missing a lot, she's not going to be embarrassed to what? To make a claim. So the Rashba Paschas like the Mandamra ain't a Mekudeshes. The Rashba Paschas like the Mandamra ain't a Mekudeshes in that Gemara. He says, Mistabra. This is what I wanted to read you. He says, Atzandaf Mem Zayin. The Rashba says, Mistabra, he says that the Sheet is what? He says, Mistabra ke Chachomim. We pass the Chachomim not like the Yesh Omrim. Right? And he points out this Svara. The Svara is, Allah Lamaisa, is that. Why does the Brisa mention Chasr Dinar here? Why does it mention Chasr Dinar? Because the derech to be missing a few bucks. But even if you miss a lot, there's no difference. You follow what I'm saying? But when you talk about what? Manastam, she's not embarrassed to make a claim. And therefore, what will be the din? You can't make a kol shekein, guys. You can't make a kol shekein and say, oh, Manastam, I pass him in Kudeshes. So therefore, what? Manazu, I'm also going to say, is what? Manazu, I'm also going to say, is considered to be what? Considered to be Mekudeshes. Right? You can't say that. That's what the Ramban is assuming. That's why the Rif left it out. He left out the whole Brisa on later on Mem Zayin that said, Kedash Nim Mana, Venimsa Mana Chasr Diner. That's the case. Nimsa Matsa Chasr Diner. That's the Brisa. That's that Machlaikis. Right? Why did he leave it out? Why do you think he left it out? Because our Gemara says Stam is good. So he says, if that Gemara Stam is good, so this Gemara also is going to be good, and Chasr Dinar is also. Yes? So the Ramban says there's a big difference. They're assuming that on Mem Zayin it's Manazu. You follow me? There's a big difference. Manastam, Lamaisa, she's not embarrassed if she's missing a lot. You follow me? So Manastam, I can understand, would be a good Kedushin. Because she's confident she's going to get the money. But Manazu, right? Manazu Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa, there might be what? Manazu, there might be a big difference between missing one and missing 99. So therefole, the Rashba says, he's cholik and he passes like the man number ain't him kudeshes. That's how the Rashba says it. Let me say the Ran, and then we'll go back to the Rashba. You know what the Ran says? The Ran is docha the Raya of the Ramban, because it's the derech for money always to be missing. So that's what he wants to say. I'd have a havamina that he meant 99. Kamashimlan, you need 100. So the same thing by Manastam. Who would deny me but Manastam is not a Mekudeshes because she's always embarrassed. See how the Ran rejects the Raya of the Ramban. How does the Ran reject the Raya of the Ramban? Because the Brisa says Manazu is a Chiddush. Why is Manazu a Chiddush? It's a derech to be missing something. So I would have thought it meant 99. Kamashimlan, no, you need 100. Who would deny me Manastam? It's not Mekudeshes because she's embarrassed to claim. So you can't make a kol shekein. You can't make a kol shekein halacha l'maisa. So the Ran also is saying you could be docha what? Docha the Raya of the Ramban. See, both the Rashba and the Ran are trying to be doka, why the Raya of the Ramban, why the Rif left out Mem Zayin. Why do you leave out Mem Zayin? Mem Zayin is the case of Chasser what? Chasser Dinar. Yes? Our Gemara is talking about Chasser what? You only gave her a mana. So in the case of the mana, if it's good, they want to say a kol shekin, if you gave her 99, it's good. That's the Ramban. That's why the Rif left it out. Yes? Comes along the Ramban and the Ran. That's not true at all. The Rashba and the Ran, they say that's not true at all. There's a big difference. Like the Ran says, you know why it says Manazu? Why does it say Manazu? Because I would think he meant 99. Kamashmala, no, you need 100. Who did Nami Manastam is not Mekudesh, because she's embarrassed. Don't you know, you can't Lamaisa say that a Kolsha came. You could say Manazu, Lamaisa. Would also be a bad Kiddushin. Manastam would also be a bad Kiddushin. They don't like the Kol Shekain that the Ramban is making. You follow what I'm saying? The Ramban is making a Kol Shekain in order to be Mazmah the Shittas Arif. But the Rif left out what? What did he leave out? He left out a Mem Zayin, which is the case of what? Nimsa Chasser. I mean, it is quoted here too as well, you know. The safe is the one on Mem Zayin. Chasser Dinar. Why do you leave out Chasser Dinar? Because he has the case of he has the case by us. He quotes the Brisa here.
Also says straight up Chasser Dinar.
Right, but the Reish is Manastam, right?
Yeah.
And the Seif is Manazu. Is that correct? No.
Okay, so
isn't the Reish Manastam and the Seif Manazu correct?
At the end of the day,
in the end of the day, is that true? It's not true. The first answer is all one case,
yeah.
And the second answer is what? It's Mona Vaholi.
According to Rashi and Tosos, though, it could be
Manastam. According to Rashi, it's Manastam, according to Ravashi.
Yeah.
So if you say that that's good, Lamaisa, you want to say he doesn't need to quote Chasser Dinar. So they want to reject the Raya. Okay, Lamaisa, you got to look in this. What I want you to get out of is how do we paskin in the Yesh Olmer? Do we paskin in the Yesh Olmer or not? So do we paskin in the Yesh Olmer? So the Rosh says yes. We paskin like Yeshomrim, Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam Shulchan Aruch says we paskin like Yeshomrim, and the Rashba says no, I hold like the Chama Enim Kudeshes. And then there's the discussion that with the Rif, why the Rif what? Why the Rif did not quote it over there, but Lamaisa, we got to look at this Rashba inside, what the Chiddush was. Okay. We got to look at it, what the Chiddush was, Allah Lamaisa, why the Rif left it out. Okay, good. So for the Bechina guys, we have start from Zion and Aleph, okay? From the two dots where we started 3 weeks ago, Amar Rava, until Chesem and Aleph, the bottom, the two dots. So I want you to know it really well. It won't be a hard Bechina, but it's a challenge, okay? It's a challenge. It won't be a hard Bechina. Very, very short and easy, but I want you to know it. It's an opportunity to know the whole plot. Know it well, okay? The Gemara Rashi and the Tosfos, okay? All right? And any other questions, I'm going to give Pinchas and Ben the questions. Let's get the Chumash down. Okay. We have in Parshas B'Shalach the following Kiddush. I want you to get this. I think this is a Moira Dika Chilik. I heard this a few years ago from Harav Agoner of Sosevsky Shlita, that he quoted this from the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, Rav Amiel, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin on Sadi Chesem at base. Who was the world created for? Who was the world created for? Three shitas. Sadi Chesem and Beis. One shita says it was created for Moshe Rabbeinu. The other shita says it was created for David HaMelech. And the third shita says it was created for the Mashiach. Please get it. Three shitas, what the whole world was created for. Okay? Tzadi Chesem and Beis. Very, 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 very important Gemara. Every Gemara is important, as we always say. Gemara is on the bottom. Okay? It says, what about Bishmili Nirailam? Okay, that's what everyone's supposed to say, Yosef, you're right. But what's the Metzias, though? Everyone's supposed to say that. But the bottom line is, I'll read you the Lashon of the Gemara. You ready? Amar Rav.
Where's this exactly?
Sadi Chesem Beis Sanhedrin. I want you to get it. Amar Rav, lo ivri alma el le David. The rollers were created only for David. Shmuel Amar L'Moshe. Shmuel says for Moshe. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar L'Mashiach. You know, the Yushami says in Brachas that he was born, Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av and dies on Tisha B'Av. Actually, born on Tisha B'Av. Yushami says he's born on Tisha B'Av. The Rav said, in the midst of the flames, we have hope. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av because we have hope. So what is the symbolism of this machlekes? That's number one kasha. Number two, the Gemara comments also in Sanhedrin that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was ra'ui to be the Mashiach, but he didn't do one thing. What is that? He didn't sing songs to Hashem. This Shabbos is a Shabbos Shirin. We're supposed to reward the birds. We do it on Erev Shabbos. I put the bread out. You're not supposed to do it on Shabbos because it might be an issur d'rabbanan. You're not allowed to feed animals. They're not your own animals on Shabbos. Why do we do it? For our karas hatov. Number one, they sing shirat to kriyas yams with the birds. And number two, you know, Dustin and Avirim tried to play shtick. They tried to put the mon out there. They did. And who came swooping in to eat it before Klai Yisrael got up? The birds. That's our karas hatov. That could be a reason why many chassidim actually do it on Shabbos, because it's a mitzvah, karas hatov to the birds. But the bottom line is, guys, on what... What does this? Yeah, but our minigas, we do it Erev Shabbos.
Why Erev Shabbos?
Because right before Shabbos, you don't want him to be over the sister of the Rabbon.
Why did you do it any time during the week?
Why? No, you want to do it right near Shabbos.
Why?
To pay them homage. They sang Shirat the Yam, the birds. Or number two is because Dustin Avinu put out the mon, it would have been embarrassing. We just started this. Please get this. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sanichesim Beis, has three shitas. Why was the world created? I heard this from Rav Sasevsky, the great Gaon, Shem Rav Amiel, the great Gaon Zatzal. Sadi Chesem Beis, Pinchas. Please get it. I'm a Rav, lo Ivri Alma El David. The whole world is created for David. Shmuel Amr L'Moshe. Shmuel says all world is created for Moshe. Rabbi Yochanan Amr L'Mashiach. Yosef asked me if Shvili Nivrayu. That's the perspective we're supposed to have. But the bottom line is how it was created. So I want you to get this. There's a struggle throughout millennia, guys. What is the Iker in Yadus? Is the Iker the learning? Or is the Iker the Ruchnius? You could say it was a Machlaikis between the Vilna Gaon and the Baal Shem Tov. You could say that maybe that was the Machlaikis. And you could trace it all the way back, says Rav Amiel. Moshe Rabbeinu is our Rebbe. Teres Moshe. The world is created for the learning. David HaMelech? Tehillim, the Shirim, the Avodah. The Mashiach maybe is a confluence of both. You have to have the Torah and you have to have the Ruchnis together. But when the Talmidim came to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Brachos Daf Chaf Ches Amud Beis, he was crying. They said, Rebbe, why are you crying? Because he said he wasn't sure if he made the right decision. What was the decision? In the Gemara Gittin, and Daftan Dalit, Tamli Yavna, the Chachameh, with Vespasian. He focused on the Torah. He focused on the Torah. The Torah is the Iker. And Chizkiyahu, though, was not the Mashiach, because he didn't sing Shira. You have to be able to balance, the Iker is the Torah, but there's got to be Shira. You follow me? And it could be the Mashiach is the perfect confluence of both. But I'll tell you what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, that when he goes to Shemayim, you mean the Brachas, he's going to have someone go with him. And who's going to go with him? Who's going to go with him? Gemara says in Brachas, of Chesem and Beis. Chizkiyahu. Why does he take Chizkiyahu with him? Because he says, if Hashem is upset with me, I'll say, look at Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu went with the Torah. I followed suit. Chizkiyahu was a tzaddik. He might not have been Mashiach. He might not have been Mashiach. But he was a big tzaddik. And even all the kids in his time knew what? Knew all the Mishnayos and Taurus during the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. You look at Chav Chesem at Beis. The Talmidim come in and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, Amar Lahem, Pnu Kalim Ibn Atuma, get rid of the kelim because of the tumah. Ve'echinu kisei l'chizkiyahu melech Yehuda Shabbat. And please set up a chair for Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu is going to come malav him. Why dafka Chizkiyahu, says Rav Amiel? Because Chizkiyahu is the one who made that decision. I followed the decision of Jacob being the tyrant. You follow me? And that was goof of the machlokes. And the Rambam, Lamaisa, was very stark about this in the Morne Avuchim. We have this machlokes. You have to have the confluence of both. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Nachshon Ben Aminodov, jumps in there in the Kriyas Yom Suf. He jumped in there. So machlokes whether it was Yehuda or Binyamin. You know, Nachshon Ben Aminodov was from Yehuda. Was it machlokes or Meir of Yehuda? Was it Shevet Yehuda, Shevet Binyamin? A lot of people don't know that. One opinion says it's Shevet Binyamin. But you have to have the ability to balance both. And that's goof of what Shabbat Shira brings in, because it's Lamaisa before Yisrael, the Kabbalah Satira. You have the Shira, you have the Talmud Torah. And you have to have this combination of both factors. You have to daven b'kavanah, you have to be a person of Baal Chesed, you have to like to sing. They say from one of the Gedolei Yisrael, he had a grandchild that went off the derech. They said, how's it shaykh? You have a grandson that goes off the derech. It's not shaykh. He said it was shaykh because he didn't sing smiris at his table at Shabbos. So you have to have the confluence. You have to have the feeling too. Maybe that was goof of the machlokes in Sanhedrin. What was the world created for? Moshe Rabbeinu is symbolic of what? Of the Torah. However, David HaMelech is symbolic of Tehillim. Don't get me wrong, David HaMelech was a big bucky in Torah too. Question is what the major motif was. Mashiach maybe had the happy balance, but the focal point is to be the Torah. Of course. Torah is the ikkar. But you have to have this, what, the Shira. And that's what Shabbat Shira, you reward the birds that sang Shira themselves to the Eibishter. And they also, as a spoiled the plan of Dasan Vavirim, we give them Akaras HaTov. We don't do it on Shabbos, we do it Erev Shabbos. But that's this notion of having this ability to be able to combine both the Talmud Torah with the Shira, with the feeling, the Vormkite, that Yadu should bring to the table. And Bez Hashem, in our lives, we have to make sure we have that balance. Allah, you know, not to be a person, I don't sing smears at my table. Of course you have to sing smears, but at the same time, you're sharing Torah. So if we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us Bez Hashem bracha in all our endeavors. Okay, a good Shabbos to everyone. Everyone have a good week, Bez Hashem, and I'll see you next Sunday, Bez Hashem. Not this Sunday, next Sunday. Okay? But please try...